Welcome to Around the Whiteboard. We've got Will Brandsetter, whose name I spelled wrong on everything I put up so far, because he's just a kinetic brand himself, and I got confused between that and his actual surname.
I'm setting the world on fire.
Setting the world on fire. One dumpster at a time. John Woolley, who you might know as Make Wads Great Again, and Snorri, who is agent to, like, I don't know, like 45% of the games field on any given time that you look at the leaderboard. Guys, I nearly said gentlemen, but that would be a lie. Guys, thank you for coming on the show. Some business to take care of first. I'm not going to make it take 3 minutes like a Garmin ad. You can go to btwb.com/all-in-one and you can join their white glove service where they remove you over. If you're an affiliate or if you're just someone who coaches online, oh, William is gone. If you're someone who just coaches online, you can move all of your clients and their payment details and everything all move over, which really just takes the stress out of things for everyone. I'm going to give Will like 20 seconds to come back because I don't know where the fuck he's gone. All right, for anyone who hasn't seen the show before, maybe I should talk a little bit slower to give him more time. If you haven't seen the show before, we've got three topics. We should have three guests. And he's just a circle. We have three topics. We have 60 seconds per topic to speak. And you will be awarded points for specificity. You will be awarded points. Welcome back, Will. You'll be awarded points for, you know, hotness of take or just passionate delivery or whatever. And like the other kind of boring stuff of like actually making sense and spinning facts and stuff. What the fuck is Will doing? He's actually in his parents' house. So I'd say he's probably on like bad Wi-Fi or something or can't figure it out. All right. I want Snorri to dance. When answering, like, as if Sarah is working out. Yeah, I think that everybody saw that video. That was pretty cool. Oh, Will's moving inside. He doesn't trust the outside seat. Hello, Will's mom doing the dishes. all right, so we're going to go through our topics. One of our first topics is on Dave Castro's review of the week this week. And last week, indeed, he gave some hints as to the fact that the season might look a small little bit different next year. He said he kind of alluded to the fact that he wasn't happy with some of the quarterfinal aspects that happened this year. And I mean, if you guys can figure out a way to stop leaks happening while you do this, it would be fantastic. Snorri, you're now nearest to me, so you're going to go first. Someone gave out to me in the comments last week, how long have you been doing this and you still fumble around with the fucking clock or whatever? Like, I would just go fuck yourself is the easy answer to that. So you got 60 seconds, Snorri. Your topic is to redesign the CrossFit game season for 2025. Please figure out a way to get rid of leaks as well. Your time starts now. Off you go.
All right, I'll speak hypothetically. Just I kind of like the sanctionals. I kind of like the whole live event vibe. If that can be brought into some structure, all the events, same length, same number of events, same increments. If we can, this would mean we get rid of the continents. We just look for the best athletes, but there would be events done with event promoters in various places. Those events would be streamlined in some way. Maybe each athlete should have to participate in three events to accumulate some points that would then take them forward to the next stage. So it could be the first stage, and then semifinals, and then games, but all of it live events. That would be my take on how to do this. I was under a minute.
All right, John, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Well, you're never going to fix the leak problem until you're ready to start suing people for it. So they got to get mean again if they want to fix the leak thing. I think you want to fix the games. You got to make the open mean something. I'd love to see, you know, at least a few athletes qualify for the game straight out of the open. I think when it comes to quarterfinals, go back to top 10% or create two tracks. Have like a games athlete track and a community track. The community track, you can judge it in the affiliates. The affiliates can use their own local judges that pass the judges course. The professionals have a more expensive path to go. It costs them more to get in. but they can use professional judges, or what I think would be most important, you guarantee that every single one of those videos actually gets reviewed. Because I think ultimately that's the big failing here, is that they're not all getting looked at. And I think if you can guarantee that every professional athlete is going to get exactly the same view, people feel fine about it.
Will, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
All right. So we're going to get rid of the quarterfinals, but we're going to start at the Open. And we're going to contract out the judging to a third party. It's going to be good for CrossFit as a company to get rid of that and put that drama on someone else and give someone else the responsibility. We're going to continue with the level system they implemented, and we're going to go to sanctional season, which are going to be certified events. And I'll get to that in a second. The levels will be like level 10 is the top tier athletes. Each sanctional gets a certain amount of spots for level 10 athletes. Maybe it's level 9 athletes also have a certain allocated amount of spots for the sanctional events. Certified events means third-party events. They get their programming sent in and certified by a group at HQ or a group combination with people like J.R. Howe. And we have a 3 to 5 year outlook on those sanctional events with the goal of creating a tour. And then we'll, in 3 to 5 years, implement some tour style scoring. And we'll also, like John said, have some spots out of the Open direct to the Games.
Nicely done. All right, Snorri, you've got 20 seconds. Yep. Of rebuttals, or you can build on your own point or criticize someone else's. Time starts now. Off you go.
Right. I skipped the Open, but it's probably not a popular take. But I think the validated athletes should, they can participate in it if they want, but I would just like to see them progress to the next stage. They've already earned that. They've already demonstrated that.
Fucking hell, right? That's a hot take. John, you got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I don't think I completely disagree. I just want the Open to mean something again. I miss the good old days where we'd wait to the last second to watch which athletes were going to post their scores and what they were going to be and how high they were going to be ranked. Like, that was the fun part for the community, and it actually meant something there. They're actually qualifying for something. So I'd love to see more emphasis on it.
And Will, 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I agree. John, you said make it mean something more, but you also proposed the two different tracks, and maybe that was more for quarterfinals, but I disagree with that opinion. I think that just takes away from the grand scheme of what makes CrossFit special, and the Open is the ultimate most important part of competition for the general space of CrossFit.
Nice. All right.
Why is my heart beating? It's kind of embarrassing.
Why is your heart beating? Oh, you'd be dead otherwise. Probably best to keep it that way, Will. All right, I need to do some scores. Sorry, I'm just going to shorten your name so I can easily fit your score in. Your number, it's, although it's pretty easy to fit the number one on the screen, to be honest.
Number one. Okay.
First place.
All right. So after one round, we've got Will on 3, Snorri on 1, and John, Make What's Great Again on 2. I was going to say it in French, and I was like, does anyone here speak French? Any comment? That's a stoner question. Okay. Sorry, I guess. I don't know. Or is it the level you're on John Young's mountain? Yeah, John Young puts you on a certain level on the mountain, then you're there. Open to Games, hard cuts at the game, first two events. Not a bad shout, actually, Sousa. Good answer, Will. You win. There you go. It's decided. Just scrap the rest of the show. That's fine. We'll make fun of Edge's technology for your time. Yeah, I'm actually doing okay. I've only got 14% on my camera, so it could turn off like any time over the next few minutes. But yeah, it's okay for now. All right. Is that a Brian Friend painting behind Will?
No, it's Jesus.
Oh, same. All right. Question 2. So, John, you're in the little center of the sandwich there now. So you get to go first on this one. Then it'll be Will. Then it'll be Snorri. I just realized you're all wearing glasses. That's so funny. I don't know why it's funny, but it's just a coincidence. There you go. Better. You just earned yourself a point. Oh, Snorri gets a point too. John, you lose a point. So our second topic of the day is, who has the best media? So of all the camps, of all the athletes, of all the different entities that are out there, I want to know who you view as having the best media. And someone replied to this in a story earlier on and said, they said, oh, if it's about seniority, and I, you know, immediately was like, why the fuck would it be about seniority? People could be around decades and be shit, but if you're new and good, you're good. So you got 60 seconds, John. I hope you're not opening with seniority. Your time starts now. Off you go.
No, I put a lot of thought into the question, and there'd be no reason for me to pick the one I picked because he hates my fucking guts. But I love the stuff you guys have been doing with Taylor Self, the Taylor versus the world, the Kill Taylor thing. I think that's pretty impressive, just across the board. It's generated a lot of buzz in the community, and so that's really cool, and pulled in, you know, podcasts like yourself and Savan into it. I think a close second for me was Dani Spiegel, mostly because she reminds me of like an Anna Kournikova, meaning she doesn't have, you know, like elite wins, but she has an elite following. And that's a really interesting thing to me, where you're not winning a lot of competitions, but you have as big a following as a Rich Froning or a Tia Claire Toomey.
Cool. All right, Will, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go. Oh, no.
Anna Kournikova. And my, I was going more the camp route, and I think Mayhem is by far and above every other camp. It's not even close. So they win. I would like to see them just get a little bit more creative in the stuff they do. It seems like they know what works and they just stick to that formula as far as video and content style goes. Everyone else needs to pick up the game on the camp scene. As far as athletes, I think it's really impressive currently what Ariel Lowen's been doing. She's entertaining. She's fun. She's making a name for herself. Colton Merton's doing the same, not what you would expect from him. And he's been crushing it, as well as with what Savan's been doing with Taylor. And also Jason and Dallin and those guys being involved has been great. But when all those people go to bed at night and they look at the stars, they're going to see one bright shining star, and that's Rebecca Fusile. And I think she fits the Anna Kournikova definition. I don't know who that is, but it sounds like she fits that definition. Hasn't been incredibly successful in competition, but is creative, does her own stuff, and is incredibly impressive.
Cool. Sorry, you got 60 seconds. Off you go.
All right. As far as the camps go, yes, Mayhem kind of established the standard for it. They've been doing it for the longest time. They've employed a pretty large team for it, and they pump out the content. That said, the most fun Mayhem episode I've ever seen is the one Hiller just dropped, where he actually introduced us to the people. He asked them questions that are maybe a bit outside of what they would be normally asked. So I think there is something there when you get to know the people a bit, and when you bring someone in there who is not there every day, you get very engaging and fun content out of it. And it was a terrific episode, the one he did from Mayhem. If I'm to award who's the best, it has to go to TTT, because they have their own thing. They have their own local humor. They're not trying to accommodate anyone else. They're just doing themselves, and they do it well.
So, all right, 20 seconds then. John, sorry to the guy in the comments last week. I'm fumbling around like a fucking idiot, but this is just pay peanuts, you get monkeys. All right, John, 20 seconds off you go.
I agree. Well, I had Rebecca on my list because her media is terrific. She just doesn't have the total following. And same for Ariel. Love her to death. She's great. For me, I was just looking at effective media is how many people are you reaching. And when you look at, you know, how many people Taylor and Dani are reaching, it's in the millions, not in the hundreds of thousands.
Will, 20 seconds.
I think effective media is how much stuff are you moving for your sponsors and people paying you money. And I think followers does not equal moving stuff. Also, I forgot about TTT. So shout out Snorri, even though that may speak to who's the best, but they're incredibly creative. I like that they go out of the box and do different stuff. So Mayhem can learn from them in that aspect.
And Snorri, last 20 seconds, off you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm of course just going to plug my girl, Sara Sigmundsdottir, who has a great YouTube channel, and the approach there is no clickbaits, no nothing, just show the things she's doing and what's happening in her life. She's not trying to bait anyone in, and it's been going really nicely. The views are racking up. She's a very entertaining.
No, and your time's up.
You there. Yeah.
Your self-promotion is over.
John, who's Anna?
Anna She's Kournikova? Yeah, tennis player.
She was married to Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
Yeah. The comparison is she was an average tennis player, like above average, but she didn't win anything.
She won something. Did she not win Wimbledon once or win
maybe. She was never considered like Serena as an example. Like she wouldn't be considered like a Tia or a Rich for us, but she had a huge following because she's beautiful, you know. And gotcha. That's the thing. And Danny's the same way. Like she's gorgeous, but she didn't want anything. I say that with love, Danny.
Not yet, John. Not yet.
No point.
All right. Scores at the end of that. Will's on 4.5. Snorri's on 2.5. Breaking out Think Tank there was a nice little boost for Snorri. He almost lost some points for self-promotion with Sarah, though. John and Will... Will just had stronger points, nice like list, and I think the point that really won it over was it's about like what you do with what you have, and it like a massive following is kind of worthless if you don't really do anything with it, or if you don't do anything major with it. Basically, just referencing Danny there. All right, final topic. So Will's 1.5 ahead of John and 2 points ahead of Snorri. The winner of this, unfortunately for them, has to come back next week. Probably should have led with that. Okay, so our last topic, you may have seen there's been some details announced. I'm not actually 100% sure what has been announced, what I'm allowed to talk about. But anyway, Tier Waterpalooza SoCal is kicking off. I got a DM from someone when I put this up today, and they said, well, it's just Grid League. So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on this. They have set up a new competition. The Tier Cup is going to take place in California in September, the 20-somethingth to the another 20-somethingth date. I don't know. It's around there somewhere. You can look it up. There's an article on Barba Spin on it, probably, and there's probably another one coming out like as we speak. They are doing teams, a North America versus the world team. Kind of a throwback to the old invitational days. And the question I ask for you guys is, because they're doing this team of eight and they have these different types of events, they have some on their own, they have some as a group, they have some as a games team, they have some as the classic Waterpalooza team of three, they have some where one person goes on their own and some in pairs and some are all eight are doing it. My question to you guys is, should other competitions look to revamp the style instead of just having individual and team of four following the game season? Should they maybe start thinking outside the box and trying to do something a little bit different to separate themselves from everyone else? Will, you're furthest away, so you get to go first on this one. You got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
No, in general, competition should not revamp. I think what makes these different styles interesting is the athletes that are doing it. What Tier Waterpalooza is doing in Southern California is only interesting because we anticipate it's going to be really high-level athletes competing in a way that we're not used to seeing them compete. In general, if a competition wants to revamp and do something off the wall, you're not going to be able to move a lot of people through that in general in these types of formats. And what makes sustainable competitions is having wide breadth of volume of athletes competing. But I will say, if you just have a lot of money and you're looking to flush it down the toilet with no ROI, here's my proposal. Is someone needs to do a reality style survivor competition on an island for a week, 8 females, 8 males, compete once a day doing competitions in the same house. It would be exciting, fun. You're not going to get any return on your investment probably in the CrossFit space, but it would be good for a year.
Bringing athletes off to an island and making them compete against each other and putting them up in a big house without getting ROI and investment. You just pitched the crown from the program, the teenage competition that's run in Mallorca. All right, Snorri, you've got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
All right. So what Tier are doing with Waterpalooza is basically a showcase. It's a fan experience. It's not athletes really grinding themselves down. This is pretty shortly after the games. So this is an opportunity to entertain fans and entertain themselves. It's a team competition. It's US versus the world. So it's a fun, engaging something that will be very fun for spectators to watch. This is what was tested at the Fit Fest in Birmingham in December. And it was great. It was great for the athletes. There were 8,000 spectators there. So as an off-season spectacle to break up the format, to do something that is fun both for the athletes and the spectators, yes, I'm all for it. It also grants more money-making opportunities for the athletes. And it grants them with something that they don't stress out over. They're entertained, and they're entertaining the fans as a result.
Good stuff. All right, John, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I've said for a long time, any competition that wants to be successful should follow the playbook that Wodapalooza's done. Like, they have it down pat. It's a, you know, it's a fan experience. Like Snorri said, you've got, you know, local competitors coming, you know, in Florida's case, all over Florida. But, you know, there you get the gauntlet, which is fun. You can come in and do teams. You can get to watch elite athletes compete. You get, you know, kind of terrific fan experience from not only viewing, but, you know, vendor village, like all of that. And I think too many of the competitions focus so much on the elite athletes, which are terrific to watch, but you just can't draw enough viewers for that, for a comp. You just can't. And so you need to bring in others that are going to be willing to compete. And so I love the way Wodapalooza has it broken down now, where you get 2 days of elites, 2 days of teams, and then you have local competitors from all over. I think that's the benchmark for everyone.
All right, Will, you got your last 20 seconds. And time starts now. Off you go.
An island, Danny Spiegel, Taylor Self, Matt Frazier, and Tia Toomey. That's all you need. And it'd be great. And I'm hoping I lose points here. Great points, guys.
God, I wonder how quickly Taylor will be murdered. All right, Snorri, your last 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I'll just pivot off of what I said. It's outside a season to have a creative format which brings in entertainment and something that the fans can even participate in. That's the way to go, and that's what TIER are doing right now, and I like it.
John, last 20 seconds, off you go.
Well, I was convinced I was completely right until I heard Will put those four people on an island together, and I thought that sounded fun. So I'm kind of down for the island. Nice job, Will.
We can definitely get some kind of investor on board. Snorri, get to work.
I'm curious.
Not there anymore.
I really like the SoCal event. I'm curious what you guys think about, obviously it's kind of a Ryder Cup model. Do you think it's going to be successful annually, or would it be better to be a novelty and be like a biannual thing?
I think there's room for it.
I think this is, first and foremost, this is a community event. And then it just has this spectacle in the evening each day where the big dogs go at it. And I think the people who are competing in the day, they will go into the stands in the evening and watch the people they look up to go head to head. I think it's brilliant.
I think the athletes would be, so like obviously the games is just over, like, you know, relatively recently, and Rogue is on the horizon as well. So it's perfect appeal to them, where it's like, you're not going to get the shit kicked out of you for 3 days or whatever. There's going to be a fairly decent chunk of change on offer. So it's like it kind of ticks a lot of boxes. And then a lot of athletes as well have an extra opportunity then to be like ticking boxes for their sponsors and be like, hey, cool, I've done all this stuff they needed me to do. And I'm like, I've done it like tenfold because I was in this huge competition that everybody was watching. But yeah, like obviously there's more details to come out and stuff. But what I've seen so far and whatever, plus it takes fucking balls to announce a competition like this in the middle of semi-final season. And like people are still talking about it, as well as talking about semifinals. So I think that says a lot that, you know, they're gaining the traction that they want despite when they're doing it. Like they should have done it in January, but it's cool that people are talking about it.
I turned my camera sideways so that no one thought my head was small. I wanted to match with these guys.
All right. Scores at the end of that. Will got himself a point in the last round there. Honestly, mainly for the island idea. No, you actually had like you didn't get anything for that last 20 seconds, but your first minute you had good points. John, on four, I was kind of hoping you get absolutely obliterated because I thought it would be hilarious if you really humiliated yourself in one of the rounds. I was going to say, who's going to make Wooly gape again in the round after that? But I didn't even get a chance to do it. So I just did it there. Snorri, 3.5. Thanks for coming, man. All right, Will. You get 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Time starts now. Off you go.
I do? Okay.
No, Will does.
Snorri. But you can have my time. Thanks for this time. Peter, you're awesome. Great show. Look forward to seeing everyone at semifinals. Congrats to TIER Wodapalooza on the new event. It's going to be great. That's it.
Cool.
Nothing else. Anything else I should say?
No, I think
go to Beyond the Whiteboards /alliance. I mean, all in one. And the first few times that came up on the screen, I was like, alliance. That's interesting. What does that mean?
Seth from Jumpship is saying we should send them to Rikers Island. Loud and Live are watching. Oh my God, they're watching everything. You all hit the nail on the head. Exactly what we and Tier are aiming to do. That's with the Tier Cup. Tier Cup. And then the winners can fill the cup with tears. And then...
Dude, I've been wanting to make that joke so much. It's just kind of a funny name.
make Wooly Gape again. I was so proud of that, MWGA. I was so disgustingly proud of that.
I might change the name of the page to that. It'll be perfect.
Yeah. Taylor would like it.
Yeah.
I saw another one there.
Someone said I'm overrated. Someone said I'm a behind the camera talent. Understood. I agree. I'm not.
Will is a behind. Well, Donnie, if you're going to have a face like that, you can't make statements like that, buddy. all right. Okay, thank you. Will, thank you for coming on. You'll be back next week. John, thanks for coming on. Thanks, John, because John came on the ill-fated episode that just like was lost to the annals of time. And he's agreed to come back on a second time. So thanks, John. Snorri, thanks for beaming yourself in live from fucking heaven by the looks of things with the angel lights coming in behind you there. If you're hanging around later on, you've got Get With The Program. You're doing semi-final workout review for age groups, correct? And we've also got Barbell Spinner on tonight, and Boz is on that. So you can do this thing on YouTube where you redirect people to a show. And last week I redirected everyone to Barbell Spin because I was like, I wonder if it works. And there was people like immediately brought over that show when this one was over, and they were like, this doesn't start for 5 fucking hours, what am I doing here? So Get With The Programming starts in about like an hour, and then Barbell Spin is on like 2 hours after that, I think. So you can check out all those. Kill Taylor on Saturday, I think it's at an earlier time this week. Keep an eye on Savan's show. Taylor's gonna start getting a bit arrogant there because he's heading for $1,500, and if he wins again, it'll be $2,000 a week after. And Will did all the behind the scenes work for all that kind of stuff, so he's great. He's not just a behind the camera talent though. Snorri, thank you. Will, thank you. John, thank you. Have you something to say, Will? You look like you're making a talking face.
Oh, I was just thinking, John, are you competing at the community event at semifinals?
I am, yeah. Friday and Sunday, I think I'm doing nice. Both.
Yep. Cool. I was just gonna give a shout out. If you're on the fence, you should come to semifinals. It's gonna be fun. West Coast Classic, Syndicate Crown. Sign up for a community event at Syndicate Crown. Compete different types of competition each day if you want to do solo, duo, trio. And if you sign up, you get a spectator ticket for the full weekend. So it's honestly, yeah. And it's not like you can use John's code if you want. I think, and you get $20 off.
Yep.
And it's pretty close to what it costs to buy a 3-day spectator ticket. So it's a great deal.
That's cool. And also, if you go to the event, you don't have to listen to the commentary team. So, like, it's win. It's great. Thanks, guys. You're all fantastic.